Adults who need some motivation to make healthy changes in their lives can hire a health coach. Alaska Public Radio's Annie Feit reports on a hospital that's hiring health coaches for its employees.
Every morning, Shannon Orley parks as far away as possible from her office. And on the sprawling Providence Hospital complex in Anchorage, that is really far away.
Right around 1,000 steps each way. Definitely worth it.
It's cold on a recent morning, but thanks to the hospital's extensive system of enclosed walkways, Orley's walk is mostly indoors, with impressive views of the Chugach Mountains along the way.
Oh, it's beautiful, and you see moose a lot of times on the trails underneath of the sky bridge.
2 years ago, Orley was obese, and she faced a dilemma. She had just taken a job helping coordinate Providence's employee wellness program, but her own wellness was far off track. She drank the equivalent of 6 sodas a day, loved fast food, and rarely exercised. So she decided to take advantage of one of the hospital's new benefits, health coaching. At first, the lifestyle changes her coach advised her to make were very small.
My goal was just to take the stairs instead of the elevator once a day. Not even more than that, but, you know, just really manageable.
Soon, Orley was drinking more water and less soda. She began walking regularly and attending Pilates classes. She kicked her fast food habit. She lost 50 pounds.
I've realized how much less joint pain I have. You know, overall, just I feel more energetic.
And she's got company. Last year, 300 of Providence's 2,800 employees in Anchorage tried health coaching. Orley's coach, Kelly Heithold, says her clients are motivated to change.
When they actually make an appointment with me, they're ready. And they say, help me. I know what I need to do. I just don't know how to get there.
Health coaches are becoming more popular as chronic and often preventable diseases like type 2 diabetes consume more and more healthcare dollars. Tammy Green is Orley's boss. She says coaches are an important piece of the healthcare puzzle that's been missing since, as she puts it, nobody wants to be overweight.
We've kind of had this traditional approach that people don't want to change, but really, at the core, everybody wants to be healthy. They really do. We just have not been able to help them achieve those goals with our traditional approach.
It may be working. In 3 years of health coaching, Providence has seen a small but steady decrease in the number of obese employees, from 36% in 2009 to 32% in 2011. Green says blood pressure and cholesterol levels are lower, and fewer employees are smoking. She says it's a good start.
Something's happening, and you can pretty much assure yourself that if we had not been doing anything, we certainly wouldn't see those kind of trends.
Green is convinced health coaches are a good investment. Margaret Moore agrees. She founded Well Coaches Corporation, where most of the country's health coaches, about 6,000 so far, have trained. She expects the profession to grow, especially since Medicare has started paying for up to 20 obesity counseling sessions a year.
There's some ways to go for this to become mainstream, but there's a reasonable army now of health professionals that have become coaches in this last 10 years.
But Moore acknowledges there's debate in the medical field over whether health coaching should be a separate profession or just a new skill set for existing providers. She thinks there's room for both. Back at Providence, Shannon Orley has reached an intersection on her walk to work. And like a former smoker trying to resist a nicotine urge, it's a moment of choice for her.
As you can see on the left side, we have our bank of elevators all ready to rock. On the right side, we have the stairs.
This time, Orley walks the 2 flights to her office. She says some days it's a tough decision, but with her coach's help, healthy choices have started to feel better and better. For NPR News, I'm Annie Feit in Anchorage.
This story is part of a collaboration with NPR, Alaska Public Radio Network, and Kaiser Health News.